There have been conflicting studies that talk about whether or not being overweight actually shortens your life. And now there is a new study of 1.5 million people that tries to settle the debate once and for all. Does it succeed?
Not really. And the reason is that although it did look at a large number of people, in fact, 1.5 million people, this is a study that's called a meta-analysis, meaning that they looked at 19 other studies, gathered all the data to look for specific patterns, and then used statistical analysis to try to determine what this actually means. So when they looked at all these people, their definition of a healthy person, and these were people between the ages of, it went all the way up to 80 years old, starting at 8 years old to 80 years old, and asked the question, okay, what is their health? And in terms of their health, they couldn't have had any cancer, and they couldn't have any heart disease. That was the definition of health. So really, although cancer and heart disease are certainly very common and the top reasons why people die, it's still limiting because you didn't include people with other potential chronic diseases. And although they did seem to try to account for socioeconomic status, their overall, whether they smoked, whether, you know, whether they had diabetes, whether alcohol consumption, their education, their marital status, on and on and on it went, they took all this data and then they said, okay, how many people died out of this? And there was over 100,000 people out of this 1.5 million that died. And they plotted out, you know, who was, what their body mass index was and those who died. And the relationship they came up with showed that the more you weighed, the greater your body mass index, the more likely you were to die of what they call all-cause mortality, meaning something got you. And so although it seemed to indicate this, it's still limited because the question that's not being answered, and this is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. I went to the New England Journal website to try and look at the study, and they don't allow access to non-subscribers, but nevertheless, the abstract was there. They don't explain those 19 studies. That is, what were those original 19 studies designed to look at? Were they specifically for this issue, or did they just take out or cherry-pick these particular studies and then take data from them for which it was never originally designed to make up another conclusion? And so that's the key question out of this that needs to be answered that has not been answered. And they only looked at Caucasians, so white people only in this study, didn't include any other group. So it's limited in that way as well. So the answer to your question, Mark, not the definitive study. It certainly can lead to asking other questions about whether this is the case, but the study would have to be designed looking specifically at this as opposed to pooling data from all other studies without knowing whether those other studies were originally intended to look at this issue to begin with.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.